Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Of an enigma.
Yeah, I just assume B.I. is just high all the time.
Well, you said that I didn't. I used enigma.
Right.
Which is a better way of saying it.
It is, yes.
Of saying what
we don't know every,
what you're
Brandon
trying
Ingram
to
thinks ever.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be high. He might, his eyes always
he might
slitty.
Yeah.
You know, but he's always got them at that level where you might think
right,
high.
Yeah. And it's so they don't test
explain
for,
that
they don't
phrase
test for weed
yes.
anymore.
Right. But I'm not, you know, it might, you know, I'm just saying. I guess if I were her folks, I would bless this.
Okay.
If I were her folks, I'm not.
Yeah.
But I like it better than Klay Thompson, who we don't like here in Memphis.
That's
we'll
right.
just use the local ties like we always here do at J&J.
That's right. All right, we will come back. Lots more to come today. Bennett Doyle is going to join us at 1:25. We'll continue the celebration.
You rocked my world with that one.
Of the Grizzlies' start 1-0. 1-0, man.
So exciting.
Don't take it for granted.
No, I'm happy.
Don't take it for granted because there have been many years where this team started 0-1. And, man, we know if that team would have lost last night, how deflating that would have been, how depressing that would have been. But they won. They got the dub.
Streamers fail.
Ja Morant. You have Ja Morant in your city. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? We'll come back. J&J, 90.9 FM, ESPN. So we got the first Eric Hasseltine call of the year. You know, I didn't have a chance to hear it when Ja Morant hit the game sealer, but I can only imagine how it went. You know, and Ja Morant says, "I am the National Guard."
That's a line. Only in Memphis.
I kind of ripped that one from social media, but that's how Eric would call it if he did.
Mm.
Don't worry, Memphis. It's safe. Because the National Guard is here! You know, something like that. You know what I mean? You like that?
Yeah. I like the way you delivered it.
I'd be delivering, bro.
I thought it was original.
Uber Eats. It's original enough, Jace.
Attribution, please.
All right. I don't know who said it.
Okay.
I don't know who said
well,
it
that's
first.
That's good enough.
Like, I've seen
somebody
people,
on Twitter.
I've seen people refer to National Guard with pictures of Ja Morant, but putting it together, you know, in a play-by-play call like
there's
I just did.
There's the promo.
I mean, I'm just there's a promo. Let her cook. All right, I'm giving y'all promo material.
This is great stuff.
I'm going to NASCAR this weekend, and I'm going out swinging.
Can you do your NASCAR yell?
Hee-wee! Let that some bitch drive.
That's gonna be insulting because they can that you got to reach down deeper into your soul.
That's all it. Let's hear. Oh, I thought this was the Ja Morant game winner. Do you have the Ja Morant game winner over there?
I think I do. Let me pull
up the
clips.
It's not a game winner. It's more like a game
sealer.
I got to
go to the file here.
Jeff said they were in a weird order, and so it might be a little
they're
bit more difficult
than
usual.
Yeah, I'm going to the file here. Grizzly highlights.
Shout out to Eric Hasseltine, the GOAT.
So who won? It was the game winner, Dagger? Morant
It was
Dagger.
The Dagger. It was the Dagger!
Morant
off
Dagger
the glassy.
Up 122.
Sweet kiss.
I don't know if it would have been 122. That probably would have been. Look, we don't have to do this right now. We can get this together.
We shouldn't have put you on. The fiberglass ball.
And then
I love the fiberglass ball.
Eric Hasseltine has deemed it the asbestos ball. It is just
he is a wizard with the analogies.
Out.
He really is.
For the asbestos art under renovation, you know. Aren't we? Aren't we under renovation over there yet or no?
I don't think they've started that.
They haven't broken
process
ground yet.
You were in there. You couldn't see anything on the ceiling.
You could say Ja has started the renovations because there's a hole in the roof. There's a hole in the roof. It's so high.
We've started demo.
What's that? I am so high, I can hear heaven.
Yeah, you can tell this guy it's a Friday feeling headed to NASCAR.
Yeah, you can tell he's out tomorrow.
He is ready to celebrate.
We'll have a great show, by the way.
And John, I do, because you're in the great spirits. I'm sorry I rained on your Grizz parade to start the show.
Thank you.
Because John wanted to have a Grizz parade all around. You could tell. He really fooled me.
Yeah.
And he wanted to have a parade, and I apologize for raining.
No, I mean,
listeners, I apologize.
You know, I think
bright and cuddly.
I think there's a couple of things going on here. One is like
NASCAR's happening.
Their celebration. And there's you know, real talk, right? Like, that's and it's a balance.
Yeah.
It's a balance.
Yeah.
But when you drive past FedEx Forum today, please observe that hole in the roof. Mm. All right? Because that's where that ball went. The fiberglass ball! That is awesome.
He is an original.
That is
magic.
So good.
Absolute wizardry.
That fan has been stricken by a... You know, I don't even know what that roof is made out of. They've collapsed on the court, but the Grizz is up 4 with 30 seconds to play.
What are you doing, Jaren Jackson? You can't do that.
No. Arrest. Arrest.
Not today.
I don't know how clear I need to make this.
I know. I didn't mean to
it's
go there.
It's the second
there.
Hour. Keep it fresh and keep it lively.
Sorry.
And happy.
I want you to act as though you are in North Korea. Mm. All right? Mm. You can only say good things about the leader. That's the way it goes. All right? 1-0, North Korea. 0-1, free speech.
Hey, how about we are not going to foul out our own guys?
I'm not. Let's start with a rundown and talk
about
it.
Yeah, I mean.
I was a little nervous for Isolo last night. I got to tell you, because they come out 24-9. They're down 11 at the half. It has not been the best start for him, you know, going to last season, summer league, preseason, and now you're down double digits at the half against the Pelicans team that is probably not going to do anything this year. So I was starting to get worried for him. But whatever they did in the halftime, you know, I don't know what, you know, whatever adjustment they made, it clearly, I guess it was really Coward that keeping him on the floor in that third quarter kind of shifted it. But That Jaren Jackson Jr. philosophy, like, he's talking about building trust and how trust is a two-way street and how, you know, I have to earn theirs just like they have to earn mine. I thought that was like, all right, I'm picking up a little bit what Isolo was putting down. I've been sort of waiting on this, you know, like, I need you to separate yourself. Like, be somebody that's not just another basketball junkie, because there's a lot of those out there. Like, how are you going to differentiate yourself? And it seems like, you know, his style is, we're going to work, we're in this thing together, you and me, the players and me, we're not different, we're in the thing together, and I don't know, it seemed to work last night, is the best way I could put it.
Yeah, it did last night. Again, he fouls out of that game, you could have lost it. There is another very realistic way that game goes with Jaren out, and you lose it, and we're questioning playing him. Now, I'm with you with Trista. Chris Harrington has been a guy, he's preached this for years, that coaches should play their players. Don't play them out of the game. Don't bench them when they're, you know, when frankly, yes, you could call it foul trouble, but let it get to that first. Now, again, John, the key is that last night it paid off for you in the sense that he's out there third quarter playing through it, and that's when you had your run. And so the game had been turned around. But, again, it's important to consider the other realistic possibility could have happened. You could have lost that. And so we wouldn't be able to come in here with the take of, oh, that was super smart.
That's true.
That said, I subscribe to it. It was good to see. It's a difference as you make. We're talking about change. Taylor Jenkins wouldn't have done that. It was great that it paid off for you in that third quarter. And listen, there's a lot more positive, certainly, out of this game. I mean, Ja Morant being right there at the top. And I'd have Cedric Coward up there too. But Ja's performance after a preseason, he misses every game. We don't know. Sure, we know he's feeling good from the interviews and everything else beforehand, the smile and everything else, but you have no idea what you're going to get from him, and you got quintessential Ja on night one. Now, he is prone to do this on opening night. Now, past Michael Jordan is the leading all-time opening night scorer, but to get that from him and to look so healthy doing it, keep in mind, we didn't touch on this first hour. Here's talk about change, I think important thing, ankle braces.
Yeah, he's wearing two.
He went down a ton last night. He went down at one point. I'm watching the broadcast. John, you're down there. But he went down one time, and Brevin Knight went, oh, no, thinking this one might be tough. Point being that though that he played through it, and those braces clearly didn't hurt anything. In fact, I'm thinking they help things. And if that's something going forward he's going to stick with, Michael Wallace had told us about it yesterday afternoon, that Ja's going with the ankle braces. I hope that's not just a right-now thing as he's coming off of this ankle issue. It looked like he had both of them braced up.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to keep going this way. Because didn't Steph do this early in his career or something and come off those? Now, how much of it was high tops, low tops? I'm not sure. I'd need to go back. But it helped him for a minute. Steph had ankle issues early. Ja ain't had the ankle issues Steph has. But that looked like if you can still be Superman with those things on, why not wear them? Especially with as many times as he hits the ground. And so, dude. Ja being able to be Ja night one and give you everything, you know, you're expecting of him. With let's be real. You got Jaren Jackson fouls out. This supporting cast, yeah, Coward looked good. There were others at times that stepped up, but it ain't what he's had.
Yes.
So you're asking even more of him, okay? KCP's going to be better. You're going to get Ty Jerome back. You're going to help him with some vets at some point, get him Zach Edey back. But this is less of a supporting cast. Otherwise, Zach Kleiman wouldn't have told you. We're taking a, you know, we're taking a step back here.
Yes.
And so that... Yes, Coward was good. He's going to have some nights where we're saying, man, well, ooh, that wasn't so good.
Yeah.
But the key thing you saw from him, and I would go back to it, and we touched on it first hour, I think it's the most positive thing, was his willingness, man, to just go out there and mix it up. That's part of what brought you back as well. You said it. He got down on the floor. He helped create turnovers, got down, got one, gets the ball out. You know, whether you're throwing a lob to him or he's trying to guard Zion Williamson because he knows it's his assignment. He's got a wall up and has – the physical ability to at least do so, that was a great sign, man, again, for the future. Because Cedric Coward doesn't have to be Kobe Bryant or Michael Jordan, as some have tried to put on him from the jump.
Right.
He just has to be one of those good dudes
Absolutely. That
can knock down threes, play defense, bring energy. And frankly, it felt like he moved ahead. He's already moved ahead of Gigi Jackson and Vince Williams.
Right.
With a little bit of defense for Vince, who seems he's hurt right now.
Yes.
But those guys were ahead. Right, and now clearly Coward's ahead of Gigi.
You know who it would be great if Cedric Coward ultimately was this guy, and it's the rare cross racial comparison. And I'm not even sure I'm not comparing their games necessarily, but if Cedric Coward became for the Grizzlies what Alex Caruso is to the Thunder, a guy that can take the other team's best offensive player, can make timely shots, can come up with some rebounds.
Or
right?
a better shooting Dort. That's my point. I keep talking to those OKC guys.
Because they are the standard.
Yes.
You know, yes.
But
Lu Dort. I mean,
that depth is what helps them. But you need a Lu Dort who defensively, let's be real, is a beast.
Yes.
You're hoping Cedric Coward can be a better shooter than Dort, who you would point that as his weakness to.
Right.
But my point, if that's what he is, if he's Caruso, John, Caruso's a... I mean, he's one of the best defensive players in the league when you talk about who he can guard at his size. We just saw it against Jaren last year. Those guys are elite. If he can be a version of that, bro, it's perfect because you don't know what you're getting in this draft coming up with the Phoenix pick and everything else. Again, everybody's tried to pigeonhole in him. You know, a lot of people have tried to pigeonhole Cedric Coward into having to be the three. You know, be this guy that's kind of replacing Bane in a way. He doesn't have to be that. If he does become that, great. But that guy could be the Phoenix pick next year. Cedric Coward just needs to be Cedric Coward right now, and you love the way they used him last night.
Yeah, no question. So it was a fun night last night for the Memphis Grizzlies.
Salute Jamon Small, too. Did what he's supposed to do in those minutes. That's a guy who's a Ja Morant injury away probably from being the starter right now with Scottie Pippen Jr.
There's no doubt. And
Ty Jerome out. Now, again, you can have Cam out there, you know, but this is what Jamon Small does. And for the minutes that he was out there, what, about 18, 19 minutes? You know, again, no mistakes for the most part in a spot, pretty much, you know, spot – rotation start because you're right there in the rotation. You didn't expect that when you started the preseason,
right?
So job well done by those two rookies.
Absolutely.
Last night, both of them.
Yeah, you know, Cam Spencer came in and hit a couple of
flashy.
Big ones.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, like you got contributions from pretty much everybody.
Conchar played. I know we didn't have that rebounding game he necessarily always has, but right. he made he He had one outlet pass that was absolutely beautiful, and he doesn't make mistakes.
Yep.
And right now, at a time where you are so shorthanded, five guys out last night, you needed all of those contributions, Omax included.
Absolutely. The only thing I would say in terms of the rest of this game is if you're the Pelicans, obviously, like, you are extremely excited about Jeremiah Fears. Like, he came in there and, I mean, he was.
Yeah, he looked like a league guard at times.
He was really closing the fourth quarter, right? I mean, he was out there at the end when John Morant kind of juked him on the inbound and pointed to him. Now, you know, I don't want to say there's history between those two, but they are former fellow Lyft clients. And, you know, so maybe there's some familiarity or, you know, some things there. Obviously, Ja's no longer with Lyft. Jeremiah is. But, yeah, I mean, he's only, you know, freshly 18 years old. And that was his NBA debut. So for him to come in there and look as comfortable as he did was pretty that was a revelation. I didn't expect him to look that good.
Yeah. No, he did. He got to the basket. He's athletic. He's fast. Looked the part. Looked like he'll be their lead guard in no time.
Queen did not look anywhere close
to ready.
No, and
that's the problem is that they're so all in. Moving up, getting him in the draft is the issue. The Hawks have their pick, you know, next year. And so it feels like much different than you, even though you might be battling them for a playing spot. Hopefully you're ahead of them. But they don't have the flexibility that the Grizzlies have right now in terms of changing things. And the Hawks have their pick next year. So you Fears better pay off. Yeah. Queen better pay off. Because in a weird way, it feels like the Pelicans are weirdly like all in. It's Dumars. It's a new regime there.
Yep.
But I'm not sure he's off to a great start here.
No.
It looked a mess last night.
No, I don't know what he was doing, honestly, Derek Queen out there. He was getting cooked. So it looks like a one for two there, and I'm not sure that will be enough.
Do you know what that unprotected pick of the Pelicans will be next year for the Hawks?
It's gonna be good.
That's more valuable than the Phoenix one.
It's going to be good. Because it is, Zion's
they're
not going to play.
They're worse. Yes. Know?
He's just not gonna play. I mean, it's like the Ja thing. It's like you know he's not gonna play 65 games. And they are not built like Misi got hurt last night.
They did that to move up for Queen, dude, to get number 13.
That was bad.
Everybody criticized it when it happened, and after game one, oof.
That was really, really bad. by the Pelicans doing that at the time. So
Dumars.
I do like Misi, but he's hurt. You know, I mean, he had like one of the higher plus minuses last night. You could tell he was kind of giving Jaren the business a little bit. Misi was. He only had five, but one of those I know was Jaren.
Do the Grizz need another big?
Yes, they do.
Or do you just wait till Zach Edey gets back?
I mean, how long is he out, man? Is he out a month?
Everybody's saying November.
I don't know. I don't know if they can make that happen. I don't know if,
Can I know? This is not negativity. This is the stat.
Thank you.
And the Grizzlies put it out. Memphis overcame a 17-6 margin in offensive rebounds and a 23-4 deficit in second chance points. Again, 23-4 in second chance points that you gave up. You still won the game. Told you, Ja rescued you. I'll ask the question again. Do you need another front court player?
Now, is this negativity or not?
I used stats. I'm asking questions.
I think it's a negative question. It's a very negative. Can you frame the question more positively?
Dude, I read it's the Grizzlies. They overcame that.
When you say they overcame that, I'm using
the Grizzlies language
positive.
Here. I'm making it as positive as I can.
That's positive.
Do they need to have a big, or are they going to continue to overcome this, John?
I honestly.
Against other better Western Conference teams.
Jock Landale did not look good at all last night. He just didn't. I mean, that was a sore spot.
It's no shot. It's weird. He plays more of a Jay Huff game than I expected him to.
Yes. Yes, he does. I mean, he doesn't get in there and battle. You know, he's a stretch guy.
God bless Omax and the length and the athleticism, because you need him right now, because it feels like Jock, ooh, he won't stand out there and shoot that I mean, that thing touched that, his three ball almost touches the rafters.
Yeah, and it's like
rain.
It's like rain, bro.
Dude ain't Huff, but without the backwards dunks.
Yeah, I mean he's Huffish. Yeah, I
want to step outside.
Yeah,
and they moved off Huff, thinking that this could be more Edey like, right?
Yeah, I mean that was.
That was the plan.
I don't know if it was the plan exactly to get Landale. They moved off. I think they moved on from Huff like. Earlier, right, in the year, and then they ended up signing Landale later in the year. But, when did the Jay Huff trade? Was that a trade? Yeah, yeah, it was a trade in July 2025.
Yeah, and when did old boy come in?
Jock Landale signed with the Grizzlies in
July. Bro, it was a
July.
Switch out.
Okay, yeah,
it was
right.
A switch out.
All right, well, that,
I see where you were in Disney in July. Wherever you were, there was a switch out, bro, is basically what we did.
I was trying to justify it, man. All right?
You brought him in to be the more physical sort of presence.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we're going to need to see one game. You know what? Some of those threes went in. We're going to keep it positive. Grizz 1-0.
Yeah, you need to keep it positive over there, man.
You're having a hard time fighting stats today.
I can't. I'm not here to fight stats. I'm not here to argue with that.
Did you hear me? What did I say? 23-4 second chance points.
There's a stat for you right there.
But that
there.
Was the Pelicans, and they just went 23-4 in second chance points.
Yeah, I know, but
Jaren will get more rebounds because he'll be on the floor, right, not fouling out.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Gotcha.
Grizz got the dub, man. George W. Bush last night, Memphis Grizz. I don't care if it's the Pelicans. Celebrate the living.
You know what? On those 128 points, second highest scoring output in a season opener in Grizz history.
Positive.
12-team
blocks. Positive.
Six by Jaren.
Positive.
All five Grizz starters scored in double figures.
Positive.
I'm going down the team notes here.
That's right.
Because that's what John wants.
That's what we deserve.
But then even the team notes, folks, very honestly put in.
I need to be careful. We will cancel them.
17-6 gave up an offensive rebound.
All right, canceled. Who did this? Ross Woodward?
They have to keep it honest.
I mean, absolutely canceled.
That's an issue. But you win it for the Giant. This is becoming.
This is for the city.
Old hat. You said we lose our season openers. We won our season opener for the fourth time in the last five seasons.
All right. Well,
and that's something to celebrate as well. That's 80% in these things. That's better than when John Jaren, the 60%.
60, and it went up.
We're opening night winners, fool.
It went up. That 60.
This
just
is
went
what
up.
We do.
This is
maybe
what
you should
we
put,
do, bro.
Put it back on.
Put
Let
it back
her cook.
On. Let her cook, Brad. Put it back
Let
on.
Let her cook.
Put it back
Let's
on, man.
Let's celebrate 1-0.
Grizz beat, not Grizz defeat. All right?
Grizz beat Pelicans all day, every day, 5-0. Last five. We own them.
There we go. Now
take that, Dumars.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, Pelicans and Jailblazers, we're better than y'all.
Yeah.
Celebrate.
Grizz beat.
The line for tomorrow night is Grizzlies minus 4.5,
Ooh,
ladies and gentlemen.
Told you we had an opportunity to take over with this 3-game homestand.
Grizz beat.
Slap
Grizz
some folks up.
Beat. Mm-hmm. Grizz beat. And what y'all didn't see last night, I hope y'all saw it, but Jason put the jacket back on Grizz beat.
Heard that.
Well, yep.
He put that thing
better.
On.
We just do better when the old boys got the jacket.
Want to know with the jacket over the teal on Beal. All right.
That's right.
We weren't going to lose with a teal.
Hell
on
no.
Beal.
You knew it was a win as soon as you saw
you
Jason.
You were the one. We need to keep you locked in and keep going to the building. Your presence
That's
helps
right.
the Grizzlies win.
Yeah. I can't make it this week, but I'll do my best. You know, I'll do my best to get down there. I love going to Grizz games. It's the best.
It's fun. It is fun.
Grizz beat. Grizz beat.
That vibe is great when you get in that building when it's going.
I was so glad. Seriously.
They said it was a sellout.
For the fans that went, that obviously poured into going down there. Grizzlies had done a heck of a job with promotion and trying to get people down. Talk about the easiest, you know, the cheapest get in to get in anywhere across the NBA.
I didn't say this before, but I should say this. They did a really good job on their opening night. Like, they went all in on that thing with the entertainment and the package and the shirts, the whole thing.
All the hype videos.
Yeah, they went all in.
Moneybag Yo was out there.
Yeah,
doing
really well done.
Don't be a casualty. Cut the cord.
You got to go Friday now. You got to go tomorrow night.
I can't, Brad. I'm leaving.
No, I mean, but the folks, the people who didn't go.
Okay.
Like, if you went to the country concert, you got to go Friday.
I thought that was a direct challenge to me.
No.
Okay.
No.
But yes, get in the building. Get in the building to celebrate this team. Going for 2-0, man. Yep. 2-0. All right. Glorilla, we could have done without that
back.
One.
Back to back. Should be a fun weekend.
What's the attendance going to be like at the. And this might be your next story. I don't want to take the gun out of your hands here.
No gun.
Sorry.
This is violence.
Can we
see bad
reference. 20 or is it 18?
So, like, Tigers attendance on Saturday, because you got a Grizzlies game that night.
No, it's a doubleheader. You can make
you do
both.
You do both.
Side note.
Yeah.
You give away your mug. Well, I don't need to address it now. But I was.
We didn't have any prizes. My promotions director was asleep.
I'm sorry, what happened?
It was well-intentioned.
Listen,
it was, because what happened
I got
is
an extra one.
Jeffrey put, you tell me if this is true.
And we got a plug-in for the event, by the way, on another show. That was the goal.
Jeffrey pulled and put an SOS out and you were helping him because he said he got texts back and then all the prizes.
You know
came
me.
In. Yep.
I said, and here's what I said to him.
That's
I said,
a special mode.
And here was the programming note. I said, Jeffrey, I want you to promote the Miracle League of Memphis having a Grind City Brewing Company event from noon to 6 on Saturday to benefit a park that we are putting in Memphis.
He did what I did to Ron, but he was much more professional and had better, I think.
At copy.
As good intentions as me, maybe better intentions. But
it was presented better than yours.
Yeah.
Because he at least is sort of, he's rationalizing it over there. He's rationalizing it by saying he's promoting.
Well, don't do that. Rationalize
at the time
my ass.
Needed a prize.
He needed a prize.
And so you have your program director
and I've got an extra one.
Rescue.
I actually have an extra one. This one right here.
I think that's mine.
Oh, because John left his.
John always leaves his. John leaves everything.
Bro, I'm giving him a hard time.
I was not.
I knew it when we walked out of here. You left your mug.
It was not an intentional thing.
I pick up after John every day.
Ryan,
no, it seems like
I'm
you
sure
stole
one of
from
these
me
guys
in this case.
No, you leave.
It seems like was I stolen from?
And I heard you on the phone. You're going to give that mug to that great listener that played so well.
Yes.
Yeah, so he'll have one. I'll have mine that I took home. And who's getting that one?
Yeah, who's
that's
getting
what
that
I
one?
You
the
can have it if you'd like
Ryan
to pick it up from your table.
No, you know what? I want you to have it.
How about Wesley, our intern for the day here?
You know, Wesley and I, we have some real differences.
What's your difference with Wesley Yarborough from FACS?
Just,
by the way, shout out to Wesley, who's job shadowing.
Man. Just met him.
I just met him. And
what's
I
have your difference with
and
this
I,
man?
And I have to say, I disagree with his life choices.
The Arkansas State choice?
I would actually support him going to Arizona State.
Yeah. Well.
But he's going to the wrong A State. Mm. He's going to Arkansas State.
And then you started to lecture him on why Memphis shouldn't be in a game series with them.
That's right. Well, he needs to understand. I mean, he needs to know the sort of the Arkansas State's place in the world. You know, that's just part of it. Now, here's the good news. Transfer portal exists. So you can go get a taste, maybe get a little NIL, and then you come on back.
Wesley, here, come step closer to the mic. What do you have to say for yourself?
Yeah, with this, what does he have to say? I'd love to hear it.
I mean, I'm a Tennessee guy, right? We got Butch Jones at Arkansas State. He's going to build something there. It's the Fun Belt for a reason, all right?
All right.
The Sun Belt is going to take over the American in the next couple years. Watch that.
You are totally going to piss him off. He hates Tennessee.
So wow. you're really the cardinal sin. You're a Tennessee fan, and you're going to Arkansas State. I mean, it's like you were put on this earth to piss me off, only to piss me off.
It feels that way. I mean, I guess so, you know.
All right. Well, good luck out there. Good
that's
luck.
That's all your mic time you're getting. I'm sorry.
That's all the mic. In fact, I've just called our security. Do we have security?
I don't think we fired them, too.
we
got plenty of security. The mayor was here yesterday.
That's right. The mayor was here.
Good job by Gabe Coon.
Yeah.
Yep. Shout out to Gabe.
Good interview.
Mayor.
Great interview.
There you go. It's on the website. If you want to see
he
it.
Said late summer.
For
the lease?
He was optimistic. I don't think he put a timetable on it.
No, I saw the quote. He was confident. He said he was confident.
He said, and he even said, we're working on plans. Like, he got kind of in the weeds on it. Like, they're trying to iron all out. But I was actually more impressed with his comments about the guard. He was pretty candid about that in a positive way, actually.
I'll say this. Sellout last night.
I mean, people were
It was announced. It wasn't, but it was announced.
There were 1,000 people at Minglewood Hall for a random country concert with kind of quasi stars in that thing.
Memphis is safe again, folks. Memphis,
awesome.
I did see that the October year over year is down in terms of serious crime, like 45% or something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What that's due to, we'll find out, right? There will be sociological studies on this done, no question about that. But serious crimes in terms of reporting are down 45% year over year. So. And again, full building last night, and now sell out. It's like 17,700 now. It used to be like 18,500. It's not that.
Yeah,
anymore.
I saw the count on ESPN. Why is it lower capacity?
I guess it is.
It's that deck they.
It must be
the deck. I think.
Yeah, it must be lower capacity these days. I can't.
ESPN.com has a lower number.
Yeah, it's like, and I think it was in Jeff's column was like 17 something. So that's all right. I mean, look, that's what we wanted, right? Sell out. We don't want any excuses. So here we go. Let's get this thing done, baby.
Jockey playing like that thing will stay packed.
Who would not want to go see John Morant?
Thursday night football night. You aware?
No, I've just been on this high.
John's been celebrating the win. Vikings-Chargers. Somewhat interesting. Maybe two teams that, that we don't feel as good about as we once did. Chargers 3.5-point favorites. And it's first time since week 2. I think, Commanders-Packers, that the matchup on Thursday night is not divisional. This is week 8. So we've had a bunch of close ones and all of them divisional matchups. Vikings, Chargers tonight. I don't know, man. Chargers are a team I don't trust anymore after the season opening win over KC. I think we, in many ways, crowned them as a team that had arrived and was certainly a contender in the AFC. Now, it's certainly not done. They're 4-3. But they've taken a step back, as have the Vikings. Now, J.J. McCarthy hasn't been there. They've been going to Carson Wentz, but they don't look right either. Now, we've looked at some of these matchups, including last week's, and said, well, this is how it's going to go, and been wrong. I continue to hold up that 49ers-Rams game as one.
Yep.
In a weird way, Al has gotten some great games that we've once looked at as, now, these are going to be yawners for him.
Yep.
I'm trying to talk myself into this one becoming one of those. As I said, Chargers 3.5-point favorite tonight. But – I don't know. Carson Wentz going again.
Yeah, it's going to be him again.
I'm sure there's frustration on the part now of Justin Jefferson, who expected to, but he's getting used to this.
Yep.
Having to play with different quarterbacks. I wonder if that's ever going to wear on him. I got to tip my cap to him. He's been a professional for the most part through it all. After one time, we were mad at him for not having Kirk Cousins in his top three or top five or whatever it was. He's been a professional all the way through. You know, I'm quietly hoping my Bears are moving past the Vikings. But again, who knows what they are until we get J.J. McCarthy back in there. Chargers should win this game going away, is what is my square take looking at it. But you haven't been able to trust the Chargers this year. Chargers got lost to the Giants, you know. And look at that mess.
Yep.
Look at what Dable just did against Denver. And so I'm not sure you can trust the Chargers now. Again, their running back situation has been crazy.
It has.
And so they've got some issues injury wise, but. This was supposed to be an arrival year, especially after what you showed us week one for the Chargers. And we'll see. If it's still going to be that, then you go roll the Vikings at home tonight. 3.5-point favorite.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to fade Carson Wentz here, but it's hard to, like you said, trust the Chargers right now either. And there's a world where that game against Philly is very different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that Hockenson catch that was called not a catch, I don't know. It was very strange to me that they ruled that not a catch. But I mean, when you have Justin Jefferson, you have Jordan Addison, like you're going to be live to compete in that game. You know, it's not and I know that the Chargers are going to get back some pieces. I think Alt's playing tonight. Khalil Mack was back last week, and they're going to be spitting nails, you know, after losing like they did against the
Colts. I was
going to
say, gave up 38.
Yeah,
with Mack back.
Pretty bad. I don't know. I'm not really running to bet.
Yeah, they've lost 3 of 4. It's hard to feel good about the Chargers.
Yeah, I mean, and again, it's especially at that number, it's like I'm not getting a 3 of 4 number here. I'm having to lay 3.5 against a good coach.
Wasn't that Dolphins game close to?
Yeah,
the one they did win?
It was a miracle that they won that game.
Mm-hmm.
And that team's...
So I don't get it. It shouldn't be this bad.
Yeah.
Right? I get the injury issues they've had, but it doesn't feel like they should be this bad.
I agree with you. I mean, it's probably a double-sided issue. It's that there's injuries. And to be honest,
they started 3-0 in the AFC West.
They
and
did.
They've lost 3 of 4.
Their weapons aren't great.
Wow, they went out of the AFC West and have just looked a mess.
Yeah, because like, dude, you got old-ass Keenan Allen. You got Ladd McConkey, who's a slot guy.
That's right. They got that win over the Broncos. They're 3-0 in the division. Weird.
It is weird.
And have lost 3 of 4, stepping out of the division.
I'm kind of tempted by the 3.5 with the Vikings, but I just don't. You know, I don't feel strongly enough to do anything about it. That's just the truth. I don't want to disappoint you. But
Other games you're interested in this weekend?
Steelers Packers Sunday Night Football. Obviously, anytime Aaron Rodgers' revenge is on the line, you seem to get the best out of him.
I'll be watching that one for sure.
Cowboys Broncos. I mean, you know, you got a fully unleaded Cowboys offense now going against this Denver team that's probably not as good as their record indicates. I don't know. So I'll definitely be in tune with that one. I don't know. It seems like not a great slate.
I know, because Commanders Chiefs, which you would have said before the season, oh boy, that looks good. There's no Jaden, as you've chronicled, and so that one's a KC 11.5-point favorite, and a KC team that's absolutely rolling right now.
Yeah.
So that one's not, you know, once thought good, not good anymore.
Yeah,
to
I mean,
your point
what,
about it,
like,
it's a light weekend.
What's the best game? I mean, tonight, you know, Steelers Packers probably.
Well, I'm going to tell you what it is. It's going to be that upset Chicago Bears.
That's right.
I looked at
Lamar. Bears-Ravens is a good game.
I think it is because you're looking to see if these Bears really are on the upswing,
exactly
on the uptick.
Right.
Can you believe in it? It was against some bad teams. You know, Jaden was banged up even though you got that win. You want to tell yourself that with Lamar Jackson back in there. Now, who knows? Here's the thing. This is more about the Ravens. I mean, we can quickly get to the point, what should be the point on this game. The Ravens are 1-5. They're having to, it feels like, force Lamar Jackson back in there. Who knows if that hammy is good enough? Hey, you put him out there and he starts trying to do 100% Lamar Jackson things, you could really get yourself into some trouble in terms of, you know, not just rest of the season, but hammies you don't play with. And so, you know, they're in a desperation spot at 1-5. That line is 6.5. John and I talked about it. Would seem to indicate that, you know, the odds makers think that Lamar is going to play. Otherwise, it's not at 1-5 against a Bears team that's won 4 in a row.
Yep.
It's not 6.5. So I expect Lamar to play.
Yes.
He will not be 100%. And you've got a Bears defense that's now getting after the quarterback. I'm just saying, this is a tough spot for the Ravens. This is a, you better, you know, if you're going to be who we thought you were going to be before the season, you better start showing it here.
Agree totally.
And Lamar, it feels like their back's against the wall.
Yep, it is.
This is our worst start in, I think, you know, 1-5. I don't know. It's been years. Maybe under Harbaugh. I saw something. There was.
I don't think the defense is good enough to.
That's their other issue.
To save them. I mean, Lamar will get them obviously relevant, but I don't think their defense ultimately is going to be enough.
Now, if he's fine, they were just being cautious. And I tell you what, at 1-5, boy, they went all the way out to make sure he is. Then, okay, I still believe that the Ravens can come back. I do.
You believe it? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Just because I don't believe in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
I think that could all crumble down any minute now. Pittsburgh gets the win over Green Bay. Y'all there, keeps winning.
Yep.
That's a different story, but I'm not sure I believe in it in that outfit yet.
All right.
Light week, though.
We'll take a break, come back, talk about this crazy FBI story with all the details with Chauncey Billups. And Terry Rozier, two separate sort of investigations, but one press conference today. We'll get into that when we get back. J&J, 99.9 FM, yes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tell you what, you can try gas station love, but that's going to be that kind of come and go love. You need to get with a group that's going to be there for you your entire life. They want to be there every step of your financial journey. That's Leaders Credit Union. When you are with Leaders Credit Union, you own the place. It's fully owned by members as a credit union, not-for-profit financial institution. There's 70,000-plus members. That's us, because little CJ's got a future Leaders savings account. We're watching. He's learning how his money can grow. But I tell you what, it's not just kids. It's you. It's adults. It's your listeners that Leaders can help. If your bank's not doing anything for you, just take a look. Visit leadercu.com/ESPNC. All they can do for you, just check the rates. See if they're better than what your bank's offering on that mortgage, on that car loan that you want. Leaders is the way to go. Give them a chance to show you. Again, that website, leadercu.com/ESPN. Leaders is your financial champion for life and federally insured by NCUA.
All right, it was a busy day in the NBA because there were two arrests, one of a current player and one of a current head coach. Chauncey Billups, formerly known as Mr. Big Shot, NBA champ with the Detroit Pistons in, what, 04, I think, with that Ben Wallace, Rip Hamilton team. He was arrested for his role in an illegal rigged poker game. And that also had a tie, according to the indictment. Now, again, we'll see if this is true or not, but a tie to the families of La Cosa Nostra, which provided support and protection for the games and collected owed debts from the games in exchange for a portion of the proceeds. So basically, like, you know, you go to the game, you play, you lose your money, you don't want to pay, somebody pays you a visit from La Cosa Nostra.
Mafia's still working.
Yes. Mafia's still working.
Better, y'all thought it was dead.
Better than ever. But basically, the details of the rigged games, this is how elaborate the scheme was. They used card shuffling machines that were purportedly randomly shuffling the playing cards to ensure fairness, but they were secretly altered to use concealed technology to read the cards in the deck, predict which player at the table had the best poker hand, and relay that information via interstate wires to an offsite operator. Mm. The operator then communicated that information by cell phone to a member of the cheating team that was seated at those rigged poker tables, referred to as the quarterback or the driver, who used secret signaling to share the info with the other members of the cheating teams playing in the games. They used that information from the quarterback to defraud the victims, who believed, of course, they were playing a fair and straight poker game. They also used electronic poker chip trays that could secretly read cards placed on the poker table, card analyzers that utilized technology loaded onto decoy cell phones that could detect which cards were on the table, and cards that had markers visible only to individuals wearing specially designed contact lenses or sunglasses. You got all that?
I want to know if Chauncey knew.
Yes.
He was the face of this.
I think that's what
and
we're...
And participated willingly.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the whole thing.
That's the key.
Because there's no doubt that he played in these games. But did he know that they were rigged? Did he know? And I think that is what they'll have to prove. My guess is he did. But you have to prove that beyond a reasonable doubt. That's the way that...
If he knew they're rigged, he knew they were tied to illegal...
Right.
I mean, mafia, all that stuff. I mean, yeah. If he knew they were rigged, he's done.
Yes. So this is, I mean, this serious stuff.
I mean, it's feds, right?
It's definitely feds.
As serious as it gets.
Yeah.
They're going to stick something on you.
They're going to definitely,
even if they burn up the resources
and
to do it.
And you're going to lose your job.
That goes without saying.
But he's made a lot of money in his life, but he'll have to give a lot of it back because he's going to get, you know, a heavy fine. Millions and millions and millions and millions. And then Terry Rozier, I don't know what is wrong with this.
No, he's making too much money, but I guess he, you know, you can make a lot of money and be in a lot of debt too. Or
right. You know, or, you never know like what your lifestyle is.
What the out, yeah. You know what the end's coming, but how much of it you're letting go out, how much you're paying out. He might have been in trouble.
Yeah.
There are fewer of those of the guys that have contracts like his. What about your boy? Is he clear?
Rozier?
Probably shouldn't even bring up his name because he's not. I've not seen it in this, but OMB. I don't want his attorney to come after me
anything.
Just because we're.
I know what I'm talking about. Yeah,
he was cleared,
yeah.
I think, by his attorney said he's good, but we haven't seen him get a contract either yet, have we? Or did he sign with a team?
Yeah. So Pablo Torre apparently had something on this.
I thought I saw his name this morning from Pablo though.
Yeah.
Said his something hangs in the balance.
Yeah.
Are you seeing that tweet?
His fate hinges on the DOJ announcement.
There it is. Okay. I didn't just make up his name in this. It was kind of tossed in before the press conference this morning from the feds. It was tossed in his name.
So Pablo Torre said that a high-level NBA source said the investigation of Malik Beasley didn't find anything, but also didn't technically close.
See, somebody else had said that after we thought Malik was done. Somebody, I don't know if they tweeted us or whatever, said it wouldn't, you know, he was still involved in something.
Yeah.
Or the investigation was open. Maybe that's what they told us.
Exactly.
So he's still possibly. But I haven't read anything in these charges, and he wasn't mentioned at the press conference, right?
Right. His name did not come up.
So Pablo's the one that brought him up.
Yeah, the player that did come up is a dumbass Terry Rozier, who for some reason decided to tank his own performance for a share of $200,000. Working with groups saying, hey, I'm going to leave the game early. Again, these are charges. These are not, convictions. But that is the charge that he was working with groups, and he said, hey, I'm going to leave the game. It does make you wonder, I don't know that props were something that was, widely available in, the early 2000s. I don't know when props became widely offered. But, you have to believe that this was going on some level all the time before the internet. You know? How could anybody know? How could anybody have any idea?
Yeah.
I guess they could say this was an unusual amount of money that was bet. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, if you bet $10,000 or $20,000, first of all, I don't even think you can get that much. You have to spread it out over many, many different places. But if you bet a significant sum of money on an under, it's just automatically going to set off red flags. Because it's like, what, do you know something? Do you have information here? It'd be like if, it may not come into play because, or it may, I don't know. But if Brendan Lewis, say I had information that Brendan Lewis was going to play on Saturday, but he's gutting it out and he's probably not at he's at best 60%, I could go, now that, I think that happens probably a lot. And is that even a crime? Does that even constitute a crime? That's different. Knowing a guy's not his best self, but a guy saying, hey, I'm going to leave the game early and fake an injury. That's different. And that's what happened with Terry Rozier. Why he would do this for not even $200,000. Well, this guy's made millions in his career. Why would he do this? Just really dumb. Really dumb.
Yeah, no, his financials might have the answer. But.
Right. But damn, dude, how much do you think he was making off of this? Couldn't have been much. Because there's 10 different people involved. So, I don't know, man. Bad decision making. Bad choices. No question about that from Terry Rozier. He was on his way out of the league regardless. There's no doubt about that. Because he's not been good. So, because they put him in the fourth quarter against the Grizzlies in the preseason. And, that's a game. That's a team and a lineup that the Grizzlies rolled out there where you would think a credible NBA player would have been able to take advantage of, those young guys. And he fit right in. And he's been in the league for 10 years. So, his career was on the outs regardless. But now it's definitely over. And he's probably going to, do some jail time as a result of that as well.
Mm.
So, yeah, man, very bad choices from Terry Rozier. I don't look, this is, in some ways, I would make the argument that it's a testament to regulation that these things were found, right? With Terry Rozier, that's what we talk about all the time. It's like these were red flags, integrity, blah blah blah.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll have people who say this is what you get. No more props. No more player props. And I'm not a big player prop guy. I understand, as someone who does bet on sports, it definitely does not make me want to bet on NBA, right? Because, how many other guys are out here doing something like this, I mean, there were certainly some moments last night where I'm like,
No.
For the Pelicans, hey, man. it definitely does. It definitely makes me question whether or not it's safe and fair. But, yeah, crazy story.
It's crazy. Terry Rozier. Especially that one this morning.
Yeah. All right, we will be back. Bennett Oil is going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about the Grizzos, their win, Ja Morant's heroics, all that and more. J&J, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.